Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Look at that, the sun. How about it?
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about.
A few clouds around, but it's bright out there. We got some blue sky and entertainment news from Dean Richards. And I'm very curious about this Matt Lauer story this morning, Dean.
Yeah, this is a kind of a weird story because the allegations against Lauer were that he raped a coworker while they were covering the Sochi Olympics. Lauer, and he got fired from NBC as a result of this being disclosed in Ronan Farrow's book, Catch and Kill. Lauer hasn't said a lot about it, but recently he did say that he was fired for a consensual yet inappropriate relationship, but he is adamant that he did not rape the coworker, as was alleged in the book. And then Matt Lauer went after Ronan Farrow, saying that he is biased against NBC, that he did not check his facts, that he did not vet his sources. He challenged him every step of the way as a journalist. And Farrow on Twitter responded, saying that Matt Lauer is 100% wrong, that the book was thoroughly fact-checked and every detail was checked. So, you know, that's where it sits right now. Matt Lauer is saying one thing. Ronan Farrow is standing by all of his the allegations that he makes in the book. Ronan Farrow's publisher supporting Ronan Farrow, saying that they also have checked all the facts in the book. They didn't want to be part of any kind of lawsuits that may come up, so they are standing by as well. There's been no comment whatsoever from NBC on all of this.
Ronan Farrow is a very impressive journalist, but I've noticed lately a couple of pieces online taking him to task, so perhaps Matt Lauer saw this as an occasion to speak up for himself because Ronan Farrow was getting a little bit of criticism, some people looking at how he does his reporting. But for now, I don't know that anything's been uncovered to indicate that Mr. Farrow has done anything unscrupulous or
no.
Practiced poor journalism.
No, there was. I think that's exactly what happened here, because there was an article that appeared in the New York Times questioning Ronan Farrow's work, questioning how he went about putting his story together. And then exactly a day later, Matt Lauer wrote an op-ed piece also for the New York Times. And that's when he made all the allegations against Ronan Farrow after this first piece came out as an opinion piece in the New York Times.
Now on to the Academy Awards. Is there a possibility that they're going to postpone the Oscars?
That's what they're saying. And it's this is very interesting because this is pretty far off. The Academy Awards for 2021 were scheduled to be on February 28th, but there are reports coming out of Hollywood that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences that put on the big shindig are thinking about moving the Academy Awards to a different date, although they have not said when. The Academy has not commented on the reports that are coming out of Hollywood. There have been no other details. But we do know this, that normally films have to be, in order to be eligible for an Academy Award, film has to be in theaters for a certain amount of time before the end of the year. And they have changed the eligibility rules for films that have never made it into the theaters now. Things can be streaming, not necessarily having to be in theaters for a while. So how this is all going to play out is you know, is still to be determined. The interesting part about this is that the Academy Awards are next February.
Yeah.
And are they still expecting there to be social distancing next February? Do they think that there can't be a traditional Academy Award show between now and then? You know, if they cancel the red carpet, I'm 100% for that. I've been for canceling red carpets for decades now.
For many reasons.
The worst. You must have spent plenty of time on red carpets.
Enough.
Also, isn't it the worst thing ever? People think it's so glamorous and so great. It's always hot. It's always crowded. I always wind up with black and blue marks on my head from cameras that are on either side of me just banging into my head because everybody is so cramped in one place. As you try to get the attention of somebody who is walking by on the red carpet, you know, and praying that they'll stop for a moment to talk to you. It's the most unpleasant thing in the world. And first world problems.
Yeah,
that Dean
and
has.
How it is the very definition of feeling small, though.
Yes,
that's for sure.
Right.
Stop the presses. Dean Richards has information on Nicole Kidman's ankle.
We try to cover the major body parts of all the big Academy Award-winning actresses. Today, we focus in on the ankle. Nicole Kidman broke hers. Her husband, Keith Urban, said that she was doing a run a few weeks ago and tripped in a pothole. Now, some of you will remember last December, I was crossing the street on Michigan Avenue, right in front of Water Tower Place, and I tripped in a pothole and fractured my wrist.
Ouch.
So this is, you know, beware of those potholes out there. They can cause injury. She's doing okay. She's got a boot while she is in quarantine. And thanks for asking. I'm just fine as well.
It's a good thing the potholes are just filled with water now. You mentioned Keith Urban. He's among the people who were supposed to be on tour now. Has everybody pretty much canceled tours for the rest of the year?
It sure is happening. That's for sure. We got three major tours canceled yesterday. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer were supposed to tour together on what they called the Hella Mega Tour. And they decided to postpone that. That was supposed to be at Wrigley Field in August. And they're saying that the show now will be moved to the summer of 2021. So we'll keep our fingers crossed with that. This is a crushing blow for all of us Backstreet Boy fans. They have canceled. Were you giggling? Do you think I'm being sarcastic when I say that?
Yeah, I still like their first big hit. So
yeah,
go easy on them.
You know, no, I'm completely big fans of theirs. I enjoy their music. We had them. They performed in the parking lot here at WGN-TV.
Yeah, and you said they were good guys,
and
right?
Super nice guys. It was raining, and they still performed. Hmm. They could have easily said, you know what, we're going to pass. It's dangerous. A lot of electrical equipment. They couldn't have been nicer and of good spirits during the whole thing. So I genuinely am sad that they are canceling the North American leg of their tour that includes their August 1st stop at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. And also, the Bare Naked Ladies were touring with Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. They were supposed to be at the Chicago Theater in June. They have canceled their entire summer tour. So if you're holding tickets to any of these shows, contact your point of purchase to figure out if you want to. In some cases, you can hang on to the tickets for when they reschedule. In some cases, you can get refunds for all these things. So it's entirely up to you. But this, you know, brings up the question that everyone's been asking ever since all these cancellations started. What about Lollapalooza? And we still do not have an answer to that question yet. The Lollapalooza people have said they will give us an answer to this question by the end of the month. So we've got 11 days. I just cannot imagine Lollapalooza with all the people, all the bands, all that it takes to put on something like that, still somehow going on with social distancing that will need to take place.
Sorry, Dean, for accusing you of not being genuine, but after all these years of hearing you, you seem to always be dripping with sarcasm. You're like the Larry Lujack of entertainment reporters.
Wow! That's an honor. I was thinking as we were starting the segment today, you are always so full of positivity.
Me?
You are.
No.
You are the most glass half full person.
You better talk talk to Marianne. She'll give you the real story.
With the sunshine that's out today and always. And I'm thinking, now I'm going to be filling in for Bob tomorrow for the whole show, tomorrow
that's right.
and Friday. So I thought I had better up my positivity game a little bit.
If I'm going to come in
and fill in for Bob, I can't be as sarcastic as I normally am.
Now, I think you're being sarcastic now, saying that I'm positive.
No, you completely are. You're
Maybe
always.
You should listen to him, Dean, between 5 and 5:30.
Oh, no. I do not. I don't know what.
Quiet, Mary.
I'll get all the backstories tomorrow. Maybe we'll spend the morning tomorrow on opening the curtain on Bob. But I definitely, Bob is always looking to make people feel a little better every morning. And I'm trying to make people feel as bad as I do. There's the difference.
You can just go with a feature that I enjoy here periodically during 5 to 9 a.m. I take naps here, and there's just dead air for a while. People don't seem to mind that.
Very refreshing.
I want to get in this Sting remix. This is going to be good, I think.
This is kind of interesting. Well, we'll see, because I got to say, I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of remixes generally, but this one in particular, I really sort of hate. It's the old song by the group Police, "Don't Stand So Close to Me," which was very smooth and very like Sting cool. I always liked that version from 1981. I think we have a clip of the original if you just want to refresh yourself a little.
Here we go.
She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be.
See, that's perfection in my book.
Yep.
That is perfection. So Sting went into the studio with one of his producers named Dave Audet, who is a very, very well-known producer on the dance scene, the EDM scene, as the kids like to call it, the electronic dance music. they have turned that song into a house track, dance music. Take it away. Let me know when I should start talking again because I took my headphones off.
Yeah, I think it works.
I like that. I just like the original so much.
Yeah, it's hard to top that.
I like the original so much. I don't know. Maybe if I was down on Rush Street at Faces.
Faces.
Having a tequila sunrise or whatever 70s drink we were having back then. This would make sense. I just don't like, they do this a lot where they throw this dance track behind great old songs.
No.
Listen to this part.
You can't beat the original.
Come on. The original's fantastic.
All right, let's close on an upbeat note of positivity.
Look, upbeat.
Yes.
Upbeat positivity, see?
It's Brad Pitt surprising some graduates.
This was really nice. Brad Pitt got a call from Missouri State University asking if he could do something since there is not a commencement like there isn't at every school this year. And he tweeted a message to the class of 2020.
Hi everyone, Brad here from quarantine with a shout out to the graduating class of Missouri State University. Yeah! Must be very strange doing this in these trying times, but no, we're rooting for you. Our money's on you to make this world a better place, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavors. So, you did it. You made it. Enjoy, congrats again, and think big.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, it is.
That's very nice. He didn't have to do that. He, offers this message. Now, he did not go to Missouri State University. He went to University of Missouri. And interestingly, I didn't know this because I was just trying to see if he actually graduated from that school, and that's why he did that. But he went to a different school, and he actually quit school 2 weeks before getting his degree. So kids, don't be like Brad Pitt. Finish school. Finish the school. Don't quit 2 weeks before you're done.
Yeah, make something of yourself.
Like, right. Look, and nothing's happened to him. He hasn't made anything out of his life.
It's Dean Richards. We'll have fun here the rest of the week. Grzanich, Vandeveld, and Ennett will carry the show, and Joe and Vivian behind the scenes, so you're in good hands.
As long as they wake me up every 10, 15 minutes, that'll be fine.
It. And I know you're busy today because in honor of Cher's 74th birthday, Dean is going to be on Channel 9 doing entertainment reports, but he'll make 5 costume changes during the report.
That's right, and some of them in leather, you don't want to see me in leather.
We look forward to that.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day's off.